Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future No Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it. Put it up.
The type of people made the club before.
Many a day has passed. Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. FSU just won 31-28. Be the top five team. Sam Howell and his goddamn small ass daddy back home. And we feeling good about that shit, man. What's up, Reg? I got Reg on the pod.
What's happening with it, my boy?
Yeah, man. What's up, man? How you feeling after that big win, dude?
Man, like I tweeted, man, it's kind of crazy. I don't even know how to feel after a win worth feeling good about no more. Cause shit, bro.
It's been so long, bro.
Bro, it's been since 2016 since we. We've had this feeling, bro. That's crazy to say, but it's been a long time coming. It wasn't pretty. We left a lot on the field. There's still a lot that needs to be cleaned up. But at the end of the day, bro, you gotta celebrate. This is what you celebrate.
Yeah.
You don't celebrate a 42-20. You just don't do that, bro. You celebrate this, no matter, you know, we missed the field goals, the penalties, you know, some of that stupid stuff was still there, almost cost us. But at the end of the day, these kids needed this win. You know what I'm saying? This program needed this win. Very bad. We got it. And, man, motherfucking enjoy it. I mean, enjoy it, though, because we ain't had it in a long time, man.
Nah, man, I think that Cause people ask me, you know, I was actually pretty positive the whole time on the as the game was going on. You know what I'm saying? North Carolina, Atlanta, they didn't even want to be there. You know what I'm saying? So I felt pretty confident in the game, especially once we got up by 3 scores. I think it was. I felt pretty confident. The guys, Adam Fuller actually made the defense simple. You know what I'm saying? Like just let the guys play. He put Dent in press coverage, which he's better at than playing all that off ball, you know, and I seen Gaynor at the edge a little bit more. So, I mean, I thought he did a good job, and I thought with that going on, and we kind of knew what the offense was going to give us. And like I said, it's not a great college offense. It's not even really a good college offense, but it's good enough. If your defense that has all those All-Americans on, well, not all All-Americans, but all those good players on it, play to their ability, that offense can be good enough to win, you know, to win 4 or 5 more games. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
I felt pretty good about it. You know, I know Brandon was arguing with me saying that he think it's a good offense. I was like, I don't think it's a good offense, but I think it's good enough.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I'm saying? Like, it's not going to drop 40 yeah. points on anybody, you know, but that special teams is really good. It's a weapon, man.
It can if we clean up some things, because we had the opportunity tonight to actually drop 40, almost 50 some points on these boys.
But the short fields help you with that. When you get those block kicks like that, that helps you.
Hey,
to be no,
that's a part of the game.
No, it's a part of the game. It's a part of it.
We haven't had in a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, us not executing, you know, in the red zone and stuff,
yeah.
These penalties and the stupid stuff, man, it's still, bro, we didn't score a single point in the second half.
You know,
that's still not good, bro.
It's not a good college offense. It's it's going to scheme some things up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Norville's doing a good job of scheming up 28 points a game. You know what I'm saying? I think that's, at this point, you got to take that.
But you gotta tip your hat to Alex Atkins, man.
Dude, that offensive line.
That offensive line, man, on one of them runs, I seen the offense. It was linemen down the field blocking, bro. Right.
I know people got mad. I know people got mad at the Pope because, you know, he made a couple mistakes there at the end with that dumb stuff. But, dude, it was one play, bro. He came down that mud like a tractor trailer, bro. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I'm about to. I was like, bro, I haven't seen a guard pull like that in a long time, bro. Like, a long time. So, I was like, I feel like the offensive line is a weapon. Like, I was happy they leaning more into it this game. Like, they really established that offensive line to start the game off with. I was like, that's the way you do it, bro.
Bro, and you know, my only knock right now is, and we're not for the for tonight, I think your quarterback is healthier going into Louisville. Your running game was working. Like, well it was working. Even Corbin ran off cover his best runs. I seen him run this year, and I was like, stop putting your quarterback. Like, he's dynamic, he's doing what he needs to do, but he ain't a big kid. Like, he's not
right.
He's not bulky, bro. Like, use your running backs, man. You didn't use Brady White that much, bro. I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
If it's working, man, if your running backs, your offensive line working, just let the running backs run, man. Let them run.
Let them run. That's what they're there for. That's what you got a stable of them for. And ran the ball good tonight. That's why I was like, dog, why do you keep putting this boy in these fucking positions? But, you know, it's all good. Defense got pressure tonight. They gotta finish, man. You know. They let them charge back. You know, a lot of those plays, man, if they get the sack, if they finish those plays don't happen. You know what I'm saying? Those plays happen because guys got home, but they didn't finish the play, man. Like, you got them, but didn't finish. Yeah. If they would have finished,
but those,
plays were there because it was broken, because you know.
Yeah, so, I mean, but you got to tip.
You brought the blitz.
You got to tip your cap sometimes, man, guys. I mean, North Carolina got good players over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, they gonna make plays and they gonna get off. You know, they got good players, man. So you have to tip your cap sometimes to those
guys. Let's keep it a bean. If this is a regular season, North Carolina is not a top five team. They probably would have been between 20 and 25. During the regular season, but it still would have been a good win for us. All if right. You know, if we played them and they still was a top 25 team, still would have been something. Still would have been a win we haven't had in a long time, bro.
Oh yeah, but it's still a huge win. You know what I'm saying? Like,
huge.
I'm proud of that win, man. Like, that's a good win. They needed that win. Because, I mean, I keep saying, I always feel sorry for the kids because I know they came here for more than that. You know what I'm saying? So I want to see them get that, you know. So if, especially that 19 class that came here, you know, like I kept saying, people was knocking them guys, talking about they're not good players. I don't subscribe to that belief. Like, tonight they play like good players, right? When you put them in the right position, they can play, you know? So
yeah.
I just don't subscribe to that belief. Like, I thought those guys, they did a good job tonight, man. I'm happy for those kids, man, because a lot of people was trashing them. I didn't like it.
13 on defense. We've been waiting a long time for you to show up against a team besides an FCS opponent. We've been waiting for you to show us that five-star status that you had coming into Florida State. This was the first time that boy showed up in a big game since he's been at Florida State? And that is a fact.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I got a we got a caller coming in, Chop City coming in, but yeah, man, I mean, it's a huge game. It's a huge game. So, hey, what's up, Chop City? What's up, man?
How you doing? What's good with you, Blake?
Everything good, man. I got my boy Reg on here. Of course, I'm Sam.
What's happening?
I ain't doing that, man. Trying to stay out the way.
Yes, sir.
How you feeling, man? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. A win always makes you feel good.
So what you think about, man? What you want to talk about?
Oh, bro, hey, I've been a fan since 84. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with Lorenzo Booker, so I've been inside Florida State for a minute, man. And just, like, my thing is, like, looking at, like, Cromartie and James Coleman. Like, these dudes, bro, clowns, man. Like, stop running y'all mouth, bro. Be a part of the solution. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy how former players bashing. And, like, them dudes ain't win no championships. You got Corey Simon showing love, the national championship player right there. Like, it makes no sense, man. It's not perfect. We all know that they need work. You know what I'm saying? But you can't just blame coaches. I've been coaching for 20-plus years. Like, players got to get the scheme, bro. Like, that's the bottom line. We got some not smart players on the squad.
Right. But, I mean, they was put in better positions today, so they made better plays, though. You know what I'm saying?
Those guys didn't win championships, but, shit, they ain't break the tradition.
Yeah.
Oh, I look at it like this.
Like that man told that story. We had just won 10 games, but we had Deion Sanders, the top of the top, and he's talking shit to us for an hour and a half because there's a standard at Florida State that you're supposed to play at, period. And these boys ain't playing to that standard. What those guys are talking about, I understand people want people to be all, hey, when they do good, they get praised. When they ain't doing good, guess what? That's a man that bled on that field, that won big games on that field, and he see kids that's not playing up to the standard, so he calling it out. That's just point blank, period. They're not being part of the solution. They just calling it how it is and speaking from a player that had to play to the standard. And like he said, if they didn't shit the bed against Clemson, they go to the national championship, but we got motherfucking guys coming back who built the program. Be rating us for an hour and a half because there's a standard at Florida State, and the standard is not being lived to right now, and that's where they come.
Oh yeah,
from.
I feel you.
So you know what I'm saying?
No, I ain't talking from.
That's where they come.
Bottom
from.
Line is, oh no, I'm not saying I'm like when you talk about scheme, like at the end of the day, think about this, like you got Woodby. You know what I'm saying? I blame coaches. Like you can't blame a player if he ain't good, and you keep putting him out there. That's on coaches. But we got a whole, like, this generation is soft, bro. Like,
yeah,
you
man.
Can't coach them
yeah.
like they did back in the day. You feel what I'm saying? Like, these dudes, like, when you get up celebrating, you know what I'm saying, a tackle when you down by 30. Like, dude, the culture is horrible, bro.
Yeah, but I
mean,
bro,
like, I'm
we,
not talking
we, had some, we had some bad, we had some being put in a bad situation. Like, bro. Nine was out there fighting for his life. I don't know how you didn't, boy, how you didn't get him from over there off of him and get Brown Lee or somebody over there on 15 week. Boy, we got lucky right there. Because, boy, Nine,
oh, yeah.
he was giving Nine off. He can handle over there on the corner, boy.
Hey,
and
bro,
you kept him over there.
I'm not going to lie, bro.
Number was getting ate up, too.
Bro, number 15, bro, at one point, I'm like, is he like 6'8"? Like, this motherfucker seemed tall as shit. God damn.
Bro, and you had that boy over there on him, man, fighting for his life. Bro, that boy was,
Hey, but the thing is, though, he was in position on that play.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. I'm talking about Dent. Like, Dent's ass was just getting torn.
What? Oh, man.
I'm.
Oh, God don't damn. You even you get doing? Me started. Don't you get me started.
Hey, hold on, y'all. Hold the fuck on. Now, these guys won today. Now, I'm not finna let y'all. I am not finna let y'all roast these boys on this podcast.
Oh, we ain't gonna roast him because that boy Dent was straight barbecue chicken. That boy was falling straight off the bone.
He was burnt toast, bro. But he got shook. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't jam a dude, bro, this is my beef right here. Like, look at the push the line got. And thank God for Briggs, because Briggs came in and showed out. You know what I'm saying? And I love what the line like a coach did. 35 ain't see the field. You know what I'm saying? To tell goal line.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my point is this. If I'm going down, I'm going down with the young boy. At least I got an excuse. You know what I'm saying? Like, these old guys, bro, like, come on, bro. Like, dude, I'm looking at Rice, and I'm not toasting. You got the running back. You right with him. What the hell are you looking in the backfield at the quarterback, folks? Stay with the right.
Well,
like the undisciplined stuff like that, bro, is what I'm talking about.
What you got to say is this, though. The first three games, they weren't even nowhere in the picture. Now they're in position. Right, now they just got to clean their technique up now. You know what I'm saying? So it's coachable tape, you know?
It looked different. It looked different tonight. It looked like he changed some things up. It looked like he let 21 play to his, guys kind of play to their strengths a little bit tonight.
Right.
And you know, Marvin just wasn't playing two gap tonight. Like he let guys. I think they made adjustments. I think Fuller might have took a look at himself as a coach and as a staff and said, okay, maybe we need to do.
You know what? I got a theory on what happened, but I need to go back and watch some other games from last year. But I got a theory why the defense looked like that, because that was what he did tonight. That didn't seem like him. But I'm a wait and watch some other games from last year. Cause I mean, and I'm glad he made the adjustment though. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad he made that. Like even with like Little Woody, he put Little Woody on the field. Now Little Woody ain't great. He's not some spectacular athlete or nothing like
but
that.
But he's smart.
But he's smart and he's gonna be in position. He not gonna let the play go for 35, 60 yards. You know what I'm saying?
He let that tight end get on him that one time. But other than that, Lil Woody played a decent game.
Yeah, he's just gonna come in and clean up plays. He's not gonna overrun the play. You know what I'm saying?
You notice who we didn't see on that field tonight? 35.
Hey.
They done woke the fuck up.
I'm
gonna give y'all some insight. One of my boys got like an inside connection. I got an inside connection to Florida State.
Yeah.
One of my boys' son played for him. So basically, he said during practice, Fuller was like, "A joker make a mistake, get the fuck out. Like you don't know what you're doing, get your ass out. Like dude, this is football. This ain't brain surgery. And I get it, dude. If you got a gap, carry your ass to that gap."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's my thing. Like, dude, if I got, like, I'm looking at Woodsy on the goal line. It's a play. Dude, if you come outside, you and a running back face to face. What the hell is you going inside for when everybody else inside? When you got outside contained. That's the small stuff that bothers me as a coach. Do your fucking job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then, like, in the offense, what is his name? Dillingham? Motherfucker, if you don't run eight more, I don't know what the hell is wrong with y'all. This dude had 12 carries. He need to touch the ball 20 times a game.
Dog, that's what I was saying. He was – I don't understand why they took the ball out of his hand. It was working.
Bruh, where's Zero from?
You want to put your 130-pound quarterback, keep putting him out there at risk tape. Man, come on, dog.
I look at it like this. David Johnson, bro, I call his ass out. I tweeted to him, man, that SEC shit, get it out the way, bro. We know Corbin came from Texas A&M. He ain't better, and it's no disrespect to that kid. Bro, the dude is number eight. And then think about this. Did y'all see Teller Philly? He came in the game one time in the fourth quarter. Really?
Right.
Yeah, I ain't understand that.
Yeah. I mean.
Like, dude, for me, you got one of the fastest kids in the nation. And goddamn it, Ren, you can't do a jet sweep with this kid?
I certainly understand why they still haven't tried to use him. I think they might be trying to They might be trying to probably get some weight on Ren, man. We gotta be or something.
But Ren already did.
What I want them to do is stop throwing these jump balls to Helton. I need them to stop that.
Bro, those are not just jump balls, bro. That's just bro. Hey, that's one of them. No, honestly, that's just what you gotta do. That's just the throw, bro. And you just gotta be thankful Helton is willing and gonna go up and make them balls. Bro,
we ain't throwing jump balls like we did to Burt Reed. Remember we used to throw jump balls to Burt Reed?
Man, we ain't threw jump balls.
That's crazy.
But yeah, man. I'm just like I said, I'm hoping, bro, this win does something for their confidence for real. Teach them how to win, dog. And they build on it. And, you know, they win this game. They win this next game against Louisville, man. You know,
we own something.
Bro, Mike just gotta just show improvement through the rest of this season and just win some of these games, man. If we ain't gonna fully fall under, dog.
No, I mean I think
collapse.
This is the thing. Most fans don't see improvement. Like the offensive line. I told my boy, I said you can see the offensive line better right now. You know what I'm saying? Like the other quarterback holds the ball. You can't hold the ball for 4 seconds. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to give the ball. You got to be able to climb the pocket, too. You know what I'm saying? So pocket awareness is – and, like, I told my dude, like, how in the world y'all not letting Jordan Travis throw the ball when I watched the spring game? When he was throwing the ball, like, he was throwing intermediate route. He wouldn't make a mistake. Then, like, the other staff come in and use this dude as a practice dummy. And not like – you think Paterno going to recruit a quarterback if he ain't good?
Yeah, I said that.
Like, I ain't never got him, and I get that, bro. Like, you got this dude sitting on the shelf not throwing the ball. Then you want him to come in the game not warm, not throwing the ball in practice, and you want him to be active. Like, yeah, work in progress, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and then, like, I think there's a lot of politics going on with some of these guys that's playing and that's not playing because some of the decision making on some of these guys, I never understood it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, even with Whitby, I'm like, at some point, somebody got to have a conversation. Somebody got to have a conversation. Be like, hey man, you got to move to the box. Like, you can't be out wide. Like, yeah. I mean, somebody got to have a conversation. So, like now we see Gant playing more. We see Woody playing more. Like, the defense is better with those guys on the field. You know, I'm just being real. Like, when Travis J get up to 100%, him and Green, I think them your two safeties. Like, Green and Travis J, those are your two safeties. I mean,
you know,
so you know
what I would like to see? I would like to see Travis J go to corner and bring Williams in at safety. The big kid, number two. I think he's 21, might be 23. It's two Williams on the team. He played receiver. The dude from Tennessee, is he a receiver or a DB? Which one is the safety?
Williams, man, I might have to look that one up.
Yeah, it's a big dude. One is number 21 or 23. One a receiver. It's two Williams. One a receiver. One a safety. Mm. Like Williams, like 6'2", might be 6'3". But my point is, like, he got range,
right?
And I don't know if he know the concept right now. You know what I'm saying? But that's I would like to see Travis J man to man because he's physical. Like, you ain't gonna just run off the ball on him,
right?
But then. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't trust that technique, so they just start grabbing.
Yeah, I like Jay and Asante on my outside. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, I mean, guys can grow up. Like, I think I don't want to be too hard on Dent, man. But because I've seen good football out of Dent.
The fuck, man? When?
I think Dent a better safety than me.
Yeah, he could be a better safety.
Yeah.
He could be a better safety.
Bro, I'm thinking so too, because man.
Punching air. Like, dude, to me, like, as a player, and see, this one I tell
people. I don't know if he's maybe not fully healthy yet or something either. I don't know. Maybe if that's the reason too. I'm not sure. But
you got the back off, bro. I ain't trying to jam nobody after I get burnt the first time. I'm playing 2-3 yards off. Like, I'm saying, it is what it is.
And
you know what I'm saying?
And
but
nine,
I like the young line
on the outside no more unless they got a receiver that's about 6'1" or shorter, boy. Cause man, I was like, yeah, I was like, I was like Rocky when Apollo Creed died. Throwing it, ow, ow, boy.
He grabbed the dude's shirt at the end of the game. Like, you could have got a penalty grabbing the dude's shirt at the end of the game. Like, what did you do it?
Like, well, he was.
But that's my thing, though, the safety. You got to know what they're doing, too. Like, go ahead, throw it over here. I'm finna come get that.
Right.
But no, that's the thing. And that's the thing what we was talking about, what you got to look at with Fuller. Bruh. Okay, you can't take it from over there. Where's the safety help for him at least? You was leaving that man on the island, dog. Like, what are you doing?
Gilligan like a mug.
You left that man. Man, that man was over there petrified, boy.
Yeah. Hey, that joker, he was grabbing too. That joker started hugging. Like, yo.
Oh.
Dog.
I like what y'all think about the tackle.
The who?
The linebackers,
32 and 46. 46 don't need to be a linebacker no more, man. I mean, I'm sorry, man. That he can't run on this level, man.
You don't like London linebacker?
He can't run at this level, man. His body type, and he just can't run at this level. He just can't. I mean, 32, I think, gonna be all right long term. I mean, he's struggling, but he's gonna be all right long term. 46 can't run at this level. I mean, he just can't. It's pretty obvious too. Like when you watch the games and you see him, it's like, damn. It's like one cut and he gone out the way, bro. Like it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? it's a wrap. Like, he's not going
no quick twist.
Yeah, he's quick, not going to be able to tackle nobody in the open field. You know what I'm saying? You might could put him in a goal line situation where he take on a blocker or something, but other than that, man, I mean, it ain't much he really can give you. You know.
Man, it was like, you know, another thing too, man. It was just good to have Luck back on our side tonight, bro. Something we haven't had because we needed it down there at the stretch, bro. And for them boys, 25 had been killing us all game. For him to drop that motherfucker on fourth down, boy.
A Joker was running his mouth. He's like, man, we got Luck. I said, do you remember the tight end from Dallas Cowboys dropping that touchdown? Pittsburgh, boy, you know what I'm saying, in that Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Pittsburgh still claim that Super Bowl. Sometimes you got to have Luck on your side.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be in there. It's got to be a part of it, bro. And Luck ain't been on our side in 4 years, man.
Right.
Bro, for the last 4 years, man, we find a way to lose. This game was starting to feel like Boise. If you want to keep it being like not to talk bad about it, but when this real. Game started to feel it's like real. Boys, we had a monster first half. We made that mistake at the end, fucked with the momentum, and they came roaring back, had a strong third quarter, and man, that fourth, bro, it was luck. We just had luck on our side, man.
Hey, 55 killed us on the goal line too, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? We come get a good run, and you're going to get a little deep.
That knock knee, that sucking son of a bitch, boy.
Yeah, that shit was stupid, bro. I'm like, what are you doing? That's a defensive back. You're going to punch a defensive back. Like, for what?
Man.
Like, but you know what? That's that culture, though. And that's what I try to tell people. Bruh, this man got to clean the culture up and get this loser blood out of these kids.
Yeah, man. He's trying, man. I'm going to give him that. You know, people try to make so much big. Oh, look at him. No, you could. Tonight, what they was doing, I say, see, that's coach. They was making the mistakes and all that. They like, man, with what that was.
Marvin Wilson and Big Cool.
The one for me was when Durden got the ejection and the way he calmly talked to Durden. I appreciate right. the way he did that. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of that's coaching.
That's
changing
about.
The culture. Coaching. You know what I'm saying? That's coaching. Like anybody can tell somebody to get the fuck off the field. I mean, anybody can tell somebody to do that.
Right.
But when you can calm yourself down, because you got to think about it. He was just in a high intensity play. And if you meet him with the same intensity, he's right. not trying to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to hear what you got going.
Nope.
On. But if you calm, when you come to me and be like, hey, man, hey, right here, I understand what you just did. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, you're hurting us right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's coaching to me. Right. Like, everybody gets all riled up by yelling.
It was that play. Right. It was that punt interference thing. That punt interference call we had got, man. When Lil Woody got that shit.
Big Coop.
The first thing Mike said, I read his lips. He said, man, what the fuck are you doing? That's the first I said, thank you, Mike. That's what I like to see, how you supposed to talk to these fucking kids. And what the fuck are you doing?
You see what he told Big Mar?
Well, he told Big Mar,
get the fuck. He said, get the fuck off the field.
He said you're selfish as fuck. Get the fuck off the field. Said, that's what he told us.
That's real, though. You know what I'm saying? But these kids haven't had no leadership for real. Like, what leader do we have on our team?
Mm.
Like, 2013, you had Talvin Smith. You know what I'm saying? The Winston.
German.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we had leaders like Jernigans and, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had true leaders. These Jonah. Dudes been following each other. The yeah, exactly. Journey. Like, them was the best. Guys. Like, we talking about Jennings. Like, Jennings decommitted. Like, dude, like you just said, what's my boy? Jonah. Jonah, like, was one of the first people who committed to Jimbo. Like, yo, we're going to turn this Jonah around. Now you got jokers running. Like, dude, run for what? Man, I'm going to build this, Jonah, bro. I'm going to get Florida State back where they supposed to be. That's when you get that love.
Well, like, to that argument there, I get that. When you see somebody like Jonah say, I'm coming here to help turn this thing around, it wasn't this bad. And what I'm saying by this is, you see the scheme, you see the product, I'm being honest, if I'm a father and my son is a prospect, being recruited by Florida State on defense, and I'm watching, even like tonight, 500, 600 fucking total yards giving up, bro. That's not comforting for me, dog. I mean, I don't know.
All right, check this out. Check this out. Let me hit you with this and see if you agree. So Alabama's defense is ranked 66th in the nation. Florida State ranked higher than them. Now, the difference is when you win, winning covers up a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So we didn't have great quarterbacks.
Hold on right quick. Alabama.
Bro, you can go look.
No, I'm saying Alabama haven't been good on defense for 4 years. Like, they have not been good on defense for a while. Like, I'm not trying to be funny, but.
Right, but my point is, but people still go there. Because they win.
Well, I mean, okay. They win, but also Nick Saban is a goddamn defensive guru. Like, he's put up enough. He has a 20-year track record of putting up good defenses and getting guys drafted. So it's a little different. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. I understand your argument. I get your argument. Like, I really do. I'm not trying to knock it, but I'm just saying. Like, I think using Alabama is just a bad. Like, don't compare us to that shit.
So. Can I use Florida? Can I use Florida?
Yeah, you can use Florida. That's fine.
All right, Florida's defense ranked lower than Florida State.
Right.
But my point is, winning cures a whole lot of shit. Like, I told my dude, like, he was like pulling for tag, and I'm like, bruh, we need this motherfucker out of here. Like, dude, I'm all about my black people, but goddamn it, this dude ain't got a fucking clue. You know what I'm saying? You can't bring yes men in. When he hired. What's the defense, the special teams dude? Hampton? When he brought Hampton in, I said, oh, my goodness.
One on him, bro. One on him, bro.
I'm like,
One on him,
what,
bro.
They wouldn't let him bring nobody in?
Bro, look, I'm going to tell you right now, bro, and this ain't no cape, no cap for Willie, bro. When it comes to that first staff for Willie Taggart, bro, FSU dropped the ball and they failed him big time. They failed Willie Taggart big time because the guys and the people really wanted to go after, we could have got long as Florida State wouldn't have tried to be so cheap and you would have got, bro, you told this man said, I want to go get Leonard from Wisconsin, defensive coordinator. And you told this man, now this comes from James Coleman getting this from straight from inside, offered him $500K.
You get the fuck out of here.
that's not Willie Taggart's fault. You understand what I'm saying? That's not Willie Taggart's fault. And the thing about it is you fucked up, and you had that dissolved, and this man had to end up giving Harlan Barnett a dollars. When you should have brought that to the table from the for somebody like Florida State wasn't ready to play ball. When you seen they was ready to offer his staff at Oregon, bruh, you should have been ready to play ball, or you should have been ready to let this man, because the only way for that thing to work and why it was gonna work in Oregon for Willie had a real staff around him. And all Willie had to do was Willie was gonna recruit. He was gonna bring that motherfucking talent in. You had crystal ball. You had a real system out there. If you would have brought Willie Taggart here, you would have put the right pieces around him and let them put a good product on the field and just let that man recruit. Bro, that shit works.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
he can recruit. He's not the greatest X's and O's guy. He's not the greatest CEO. But people don't understand that about a Clemson. Dabo Swinney was a fucking wild coach. Dabo Swinney don't call shit, but he's a great CEO. He has a great staff around him. Lets people do their job.
I mean, what you think?
He's a great.
What y'all think Orgeron is? Orgeron's just a guy that goes around saying "Go Tigers." Thing. That's it.
Yeah,
that's all he do. Yeah. Like he's Gene Chizik, but that can't talk. Like, yeah. He's gonna be fired in. Right. What, 2 years, 3 years? He'd be fired.
He'd be
out of a job.
Yeah.
But at the same time, FSU need to go through that with Willie Taggart because they need to learn their lesson. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had to learn their lesson.
Right.
And it is
Sam,
what it is.
Remember last week at James' spot, I told that dude, he brought up Jimbo. I said, you know what Jimbo did more than anything that fucked us? Jimbo put us in a spot that Florida State had never, ever been in. You had Bobby for all these years. You had Jimbo in waiting. Jimbo slides in. Jimbo made them have to do a coaching search, something they had never done before and didn't know how to do. And guess what? It showed, bro.
Yeah.
It showed.
Yeah, because...
It showed. That's what Jimbo hurt Florida State the most is by leaving the way he did and making them have to do something. Bro, they never did. We just had to find a coach.
All right, man. I got to get another caller on, man. Hey, I appreciate you coming on, bro.
Hey, man. Appreciate y'all, bro.
Yeah, man.
What y'all do?
Hey, man. I appreciate you coming on. Hey, I appreciate you listening, man. You know, we value all our listeners, man. So I appreciate that shit, man.
Hey, man. Keep doing it, bro. Appreciate y'all.
All right, man.
Nope.
All right.
I'm gonna do one more call. It's gonna be my boy T Will. I always gotta get T Will on.
Yes, sir.
It'll be my last one. We'll get off of this bitch off this. Hey man, my boy came in hot on James' ass, didn't he?
Bruh.
I'm like, whoa.
Let me throw some
edge of
my kitchen in there.
Yeah. Came in hot on my boy, Jay. Hey, my boy came in there like, nah, man. They right here with this negative shit. And Corey Simon, I get what Corey Simon trying to do. Corey Simon's trying to get his son a scholarship offer so that way he can use that offer.
I wouldn't take it up.
Yo, what's going on, man? Damn, T-Will, what you got going on in the background?
No, I'm in the car. I was driving.
Man, T-Will, first of all, before we even start talking to T-Will, T-Will, what you had going on during the game, bro? Reggie.
Hey, man.
Reggie, let me see you. Let me see you this shit here, Reggie. This man, T-Will, feeling so good about the game. T-Will went ahead and shot his shot.
What's up, Reggie, man? Reggie, what's good, bro?
What's going with you? What's going on with you, fam?
Man, I'm just chilling, man. Enjoying that win.
Bro, we got to. We got to.
Man, hold on. I'm finna send this to you right now, Reggie. This shit here, man. I'm gonna send this to you, Reggie. This shit funny. I said, what is T-Will? What T-Will doing on the timeline like that, bro? Like, what you doing, bro? I'm like, I can see you, T-Will. I'm like, I can see you. What are you doing? let me know when you get that, Reggie. Let me know when you get that. I say, damn.
Yo, what's going on, man?
I'm like the game, you know, everything going good, 31-7. T-Will, like, what you doing?
I ain't got a cup in. Yeah,
31-7, you know what I'm saying? He put the at in there, everything. I'm like, damn. And I feel ashamed because I knew who it was. I'm like, damn, I ain't no better.
I ain't never seen them.
Hey, for the people that's listening, you know, T Will's sent his shot to you know, somebody that just works hard. She works hard for the dollars. You know what I'm saying? A professional entertainer. You know, that's all. But what's up, man? T Will, what you thought about the game? Cause I can see, I can feel Reggie searching through his phone right now. So.
This is wild, man.
Nah, man, it was a good game, man.
I look like Pinky. Oh, bro, I'm here now.
Oh, you hanging the fuck out.
Man, bro, I'm here.
My boy said, what you?
Gotta hang the fuck out. Exactly.
That boy's hanging the fuck out. I said, this boy hanging the fuck out.
I'm here.
I'm like, T-Will, the game ain't even over yet. Like, what are you doing?
At that point, I just figured, like, we had it. So I was like,
And I'm around my peoples when I see T-Will hit it. So I'm like, well, damn, I want to click it to see what he talking about. Maybe it's something special just dropped today. But I was like, I can't do that.
Hey, I seen they was in
the
305, so
hey, all right. So what you thought about the game, T-Will, man? Because you the last caller, man. We can't keep talking about this girl.
No, man, I thought we played well tonight, man, especially. You know, I knew we was going to win from the first defensive series. When I didn't see 35 on the field, I knew it was going to be good. We was going to be straight. But, man, I finally saw, like, Marvin Wilson, Joshua Kando. Like, I finally seen what them boys, like, they played, like, you know, like five-star players tonight, man. They really did their thing. Yeah. Whole defensive line did their job. And the boys really played well.
Yeah.
We needed that. We needed them boys too.
Yeah, no doubt. We needed all of that.
We definitely needed all of that. I thought we got a little conservative like in the second half, but you know.
No, we didn't get conservative. Them niggas is fucking up.
Yeah. It just fucked up a couple of plays. I thought they you hit those two field goals, it's game over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. Those field goals did. We needed them. That penalty on Lucas too. He's from the 305. That's my boy. But that was
penalties, man. And penalties, though.
So duh. We would have scored dead. I'm gonna put it away.
Yeah, man.
I think overall we looked good. That was one of our best games. That's probably the best game we played.
Definitely was the best game they played. I know Travis ain't going to make it through the season, so I really hope they get in trouble ready. Because when I seen James Blackmore, I said, whoa. I said, whoa. 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 What, hey, that little meme, that Will Smith meme, I put out a no, man, never.
Man, I was like, come on, dog. Please.
I was like, don't
do
this.
Right, I know Curtis. They can't keep running him like that, though, man.
They better get at him. Whatever type of shot they need to get him, boy. Cortisone. steroid, bro. I don't know. Yo, you give him what you got to give him, bro. Shoot him up. Shoot him.
Yeah, man, we're going to have to because we can't afford. He brings a different dimension to the game where he uses his legs to roll out and.
Yeah,
he sees open guys.
Bro, sometime tonight, bro, like I said to myself, if that was Jay Black, bro, those were sacks.
Bro,
like, those plays.
That's not even a game, bro. It's not even a game if it's Jay Black.
Yeah, facts.
We're getting dubbed if that's James. People talk about. So this whole time it was James Black. I was like, yes. The whole time. This man has got people fired. This whole time it was him. You know how people put all the irrational blame on Willie? I put all that shit on James Blackman, bro. It's him. It's him. All that shit. He the reason why Jimbo left.
Yeah, Jay Black bring. I mean, Jay Tribe bring that different dimension to this. Hey, Webb too, man. Webb tough, man. Right, we got a nice little trio with Webb, Philly, and Corbin. They gonna be all right. They none of them superstars, but they gonna be all right, man. Like they gonna be a nice little trio.
All right, man. I got a wrap, man. My son about to wake up. I gotta go. This shit about to turn up.
All right, man. All right, yes, sir.
Yeah, I came on late, man. I should have got on early. I ain't see it till late.
All right. Y'all boys be easy. Be great. This shit's about to get turned.
Yeah, y'all boys be easy.
Go Noles.
You already know.
We appreciate you guys.
Go Noles. Yeah.